It's time to catch up with Mayor of Upper Hunter Shire Council, Maurice Collison, who is as looking forward to Warbirds, I reckon, as I am. How are you, mate?
Very well, thank you.
Mate, Warbirds this weekend, we're just about there.
Mate, it's been a long, drawn-out organisation, but everyone's pulled together and I just can't wait for Saturday morning.
I've seen some of the photos that have been taken of the museum as well. It looks spectacular. I can't wait to get in there and get up close and personal to those historic aeroplanes.
Look, it's great. I had the pleasure of going in last week and it's certainly an eye-opener and I encourage everyone. As the doors open Monday morning for the public outside of the air show. So from Monday morning, we hope to have a continuous flow of people coming to have a look.
Has Paul taken you up in one of his planes yet, or is that to come?
I love flying, but I like to be up the right way up.
I can't wait to see his acrobatics. I've heard some reports recently.
You're good.
All right, a lot of fun. Make sure you get your tickets at warbirdsoverscone.com.au. You'll see me up there on the Sunday for sure. Now, the Murrurundi Pool, unfortunately, had to be closed this week.
Yeah, we had to close it 10 days earlier than expected. We had a breakdown up there, and it's a little hard to get replacement parts. So it's probably getting a little cool up Murrurundi to be swimming, but those who wish to still use our facility, Scone will take you down there, and you won't have to pay to go in and have a swim down in Scone. A little bit of inconvenience, but that's all we can do in the off-season to get it back up and running.
Better that it happened 10 days before the end of the season than 10 days before the beginning of the season. You guys will have it all right for next year.
Exactly right.
Mate, the Mattress and Tyre Muster, once again, I was talking to Greg about this last week. Congratulations to the council for coming up or, you know, following through on such a wonderful initiative.
Look, this is a great deal. We've talked about this for a while and, you know, tyres and mattresses, you see them lying around everywhere around the Shire and there's no excuses now. There's a limit on, of course, what you can take and drop off. But your tyres and mattresses, if you've got any around, take them up on the 2nd of April to your waste areas. And if you can't lift the tyre or the mattress, ring your neighbour, ring a friend, and this is the opportunity to get rid of it.
Just a reminder to the mining companies, you can't bring one of those big dump truck tyres, okay? That's too big.
Just a little bit too big and may take a bit of lifting.
And last but not least, what's happening with the green bins in Upper Hunter Shire Council?
Yeah, this is a little bit of a, I suppose, people don't like change, but you know, councils around New South Wales will be forced into this by at least 2030, and I think there's 43 councils already doing this. So I mean, it's it's not going to suit everyone, but it's a thing we've got to move towards. So jump on again to the Upper Hunter Shire page and have a look. There's a thing there on the food organic and garden organic curbside collection, and have a look what you can and what you can't do. And it's reasonably simple, but it is going to be a few little issues.
So just to explain, this is the introduction of the green bins?
Yeah, well, a few years back we went out to community consultation and now we're moving forward. So we're going out now to get a pricing on what it's going to cost. It won't cost the ratepayers any additional for the green bin. It's just we're all going to get on the same page of recycling and what we can put in the green bin and what the red bin, and because the red bin will only be collected every fortnight.
Yep.
So it's going to be a little learning curve, and we're going to have a few little problems here and there, but I'm sure we can work through it for the well-being of getting rid of that rubbish.
As you say, millions of residents in other councils have been used to using a green bin for some time, so I'm sure everybody from the Upper Hunter Shire Council region will adapt to it very, very quickly. Morris, as always, thank you very much for the update. I'll see you at Warbirds on Sunday, mate.
Definitely. I'm looking forward to catching up with you.